Dave, there's been enough times where you've come out and talked to us when things haven't gone very well, so it's nice that you're out after such a good night and one where everything was running for you in particular.
Yeah, I usually take a back seat when things are going well, but no, it's nice to get a couple of goals. And well, I was a bit unlucky not to get the first one as well. Courtney wanted to make sure it went in, even though there was no one behind him, I don't think. But yeah, I'll take an assist off that. But it was a really good first half from us. I thought it was professional. I think a lot of people would have expected us to come here and not have that intensity because of what happened on Saturday. But the manager's been on to us since Sunday morning when we was in for our recovery, that this is our bread and butter, and this is the it's the league form which we need to improve to hopefully get us up the table. And I really think the cup run will help us, and if we can hopefully go and beat Chelsea and improve our league form, it will give the fans something really, something to cheer about and get excited for next season.
He also explained that he changed all the players in front of you because obviously they'd got through a tremendous amount of work on Saturday and wanted to keep things fresh, but not you. You have to come in and do it again.
Yeah, I just want to play every single week. So I spoke to the manager, not this week, but a few times in the past when he's asked how I am, and I believe that the way I play is not like the front boys where it's really explosive. Mine's more sort of long distances and sort of more sort of medium intensity, if you like. So I feel like I can go, and I'm at a stage in my career where I know my body really well. I know what I need to do to recover, and I feel like every professional footballer should be able to, but sort of three games in a week, it's not a big deal. I think we can get through the legwork, and we've got a lot of competition for places, so the longer I can keep my shirt, the better.
You wouldn't mind a few more deliveries like the ones you were getting from Conor Ronan in the first half, I'll bet.
I thought he was brilliant, and I was really angry with myself that his first cross he put in was right in my area and I kind of didn't read it quick enough, and they headed out for a corner, and luckily we obviously got the goal off a corner, but all night everyone knows what his quality was like, and he really wanted the sort of the phantom penalty that was going to be, but I wanted to get my hands on that. At that point, I didn't know if I'd scored none or two, or I wanted to make sure I was getting a hat-trick, but it wasn't to be. But Conor himself, yeah, he's been brilliant. He was very unlucky to pick up his injury after Sheffield Wednesday, but he's bounced back, and he was very good at Anfield on Saturday and again tonight.
I make that 43 goals for you now. Then they're piling up, never been piling up at such a fast rate. I mean, you are enjoying yourself tremendously too.
Yeah, I am, and a lot of credit's got to go to the manager. I think the style he plays and the position he allows me to play really brings out the best of me, I feel, because I play a little bit deeper, but then that means I can arrive in the box a little bit later, like the second goal there. So he's given me that freedom, and playing alongside somebody like Jack Price, who just keeps the centre of the pitch so solid, he doesn't leave that, and it allows me to roam around a little bit. So it's not just me, and that's the reason I'm scoring. It's the people around me, and obviously when Connor's putting in balls like that and John's making runs like he did, then it does make it a lot easier. But I'm glad, I'm desperate to get to 10 goals. I say I nearly did it tonight, but my target was, in my own head, it was to get to 10 by January, so I nearly did it, but I really think I could go on and get up towards 15 goals this year.
These are the good times, Dave, when you've got your song there, and there you are, Mr. Dangerous and all that stuff. I mean, we've had some ups and downs over time at Wolves, and this is pretty good now.
Yes, I think it's a nice way to do it, that sort of the best times of my career are sort of coming at the end, if you like, and it's sort of been building up nicely, and I love playing for this club. I don't want to be anywhere else, and delighted to sign a new contract and to be getting the run of games that I'm getting as well. It really does help. So when you're playing 90 minutes week in, week out, it allows you to get into a rhythm, and I do feel like every time I go on the pitch I can get a goal.